The United States Commission on International Religious Freedom has released a report from a fact-finding trip conducted last autumn by one of its delegations in Vietnam. Its release comes as Catholics continue to demonstrate in Hanoi for the return of property belonging to the diocese that was used by the apostolic delegation. Commissioner Leonard Leo told us more about the report.
There are serious issues involving what in the Commission's view are various prisoners of concern, all charged under vague national security laws for peaceful expression. So we do think there are serious problems, and they are recent ones. The problems continue, in fact, most recently, even involving Catholics. There have been protests in Hanoi regarding the confiscation of Catholic Church properties. There have been vigils. I understand that police have issued a statement saying that these protests had to end, and we understand that at least one human rights defender was beaten by the police. So we'll have to see how these situations unfold, but we are concerned. I think that Archbishop Kett, who's met with Vietnam's prime minister and who we met with, is a strong advocate for religious freedom. He wants Vietnam's rhetoric on religious freedom to match reality. And so I think that there are concerns out there and there are facts that are troubling.